that day comes and I find myself standing in the sun, I can only imagine when all I would do is forever, forever worship you. I can only imagine, yeah. I can only imagine.
Welcome to Solving the Estate Plan Puzzle with your host, Mike Jensen. I'm Amber May, filling in for Mike Jensen this week. I hope I can fill his shoes. He does an excellent job here. We love having him here on 1010 AM. And Mike Jensen is the owner of Jensen Jensen Consulting Services, and he helps folks deal with estate planning. He helps people avoid probate, conservatorship, guardianship, which are very important in the world today, and he does it for only $316. And he got that amount from the Lord when the Lord asked him to reduce his fees to $316, which comes from John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him will not die but have everlasting life. And as a result, his business has doubled and all of his needs have been met. And it was interesting because he was talking to me about this before he announced it on the air. And I told him, if the Lord's telling you that, then that's what you have to do. You have to obey what the Lord says. And as a result, he's going to take care of you. Because if God directs you to do something, he's going to make provisions for you. And sure enough, God has blessed Mike. He is a husband, and he's a father of 7 children. You can imagine how much responsibility he has to take care of his family. So by listening to the Lord, he has been blessed. And the theme kind of today is taken from John 14:26. Actually, there's a couple themes today. In John 14:26, it says, "But the Counselor, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you." So basically, this is saying we need to go by the Spirit of the Lord. And when Mike Jensen lowered his fees to $316, he obeyed the Lord. And out of that, he's been able to have all of his needs met and also help other needs being met too, because we all know with the economy the way it is, we really don't have extra money to put towards things. But estate plan is so important. You have to get this down before something happens to you, because we're not guaranteed tomorrow. We only have today. And I have a personal experience that I just went through a couple months ago. Right now, I am in a time of mourning. I had lost my uncle. He's been battling cancer for 20 years, and he's not much older than me. Actually, he could really be my older brother. We're pretty close in age, and it's been very difficult to see him do that. And he's always survived his cancer every single time. But God is good, and he listened to the Spirit of the Lord, because this God prepared everything so that when he passed on, there was no chaos. There was no disruption. And that's really important, because if the Spirit of the Lord is directing you to do something, we have to follow it, because there's a purpose and a plan. And we don't always know the purpose and a plan, but there is a purpose and a plan in that. And my uncle, a month or two before he ended up in the hospital for the last time, he met with an attorney. He drew up a will. He drew up his power of attorney, financial power of attorney, and also his medical power of attorney. And medical power of attorney is so important, ladies and gentlemen. My husband and I need to get one ourselves. And whenever we have medical issues, no one wants to talk to the spouse, because I don't have that legal power of attorney. And sometimes when we go to the hospital, we have to fill one out, but I don't want to always fill one out. So this is something I'm going to be personally working on, is getting at least, at the very least, a medical power of attorney. Because what if my uncle did not give my father medical power of attorney? My uncle is my father's baby brother, youngest brother, and my uncle was not married and had no children. So He let the medical power of attorney, the financial power of attorney, the will all to my father as the executor of his estate. Had he not done that, and learning from Mike Jensen and all the times I've been in here with him doing his program, we would have been in court trying to get the medical power of attorney, and the doctors wouldn't have done anything. Probably the only thing they would have done is just barely sustained his life because they wouldn't have had permission to do anything else. Imagine the guilt my dad would have felt if he didn't get that medical power of attorney in time and his brother died. He forever would live with this, even though it wasn't his fault, that he could have done something more. But with the laws in place in the United States, there would have been nothing he could have done. And because my uncle listened to the Spirit of the Lord prepared him to prepare his estate. None of us knew, not even, I don't think truly himself knew, that it was going to be the end of his life within a couple months. But the Lord is great, and he prepared everybody. And there was a wedding that was taking place during the 4th of July weekend, which I thought was very strange. Who has a wedding during the 4th of July weekend? It was my sister's best friend's wedding, and my sister lives in Washington. And she was going to come out for the weekend to see her friend get married. And that was the weekend that my uncle was in the hospital. And my sister was able to at least see him before he passed on. And his best friend is in Iraq right now as a civilian working in Iraq. And he was on break. And he was able to come down and see my uncle the day before he crashed and said goodbye. And it was just like all these little things that the Lord was directing everybody in this way, because the Lord knew that he was going to take my uncle home. And so we all got to have a chance to see him and say goodbye. And unfortunately, I didn't get to say everything I'd like to say, because I always thought he was going to get out of the hospital. And maybe I didn't want to think that he was going to pass on. And so I wish my last moments with my uncle could have been more productive. But at least he knew I loved him, and I know he loved me too. And this leads to a second theme of the program. If you are fighting with someone, a close friend, a relative, a spouse, your children, try and reconcile that relationship. There is nothing under the sun that can't be forgiven. We get scarred deep down in our heart, and we don't think we can ever forgive people for some of the things they've done to us. But let me tell you this. We sent Jesus Christ to the cross to be crucified, and yet God still forgives us. And we can't always forgive within using our own strength and power. But that's again where we let the Holy Spirit lead us and to help us forgive. My uncle and I had gotten in a pretty big fight last year. He was not being very nice, and I learned now that his attitudes and the way he was due to chemotherapy. He just got nastier and meaner when he was on his chemotherapies. We got in a big fight, and it took several months, but we finally reconciled. But had I not reconciled with him, imagine the guilt I would have had to live with for the rest of my life. He's on in heaven with God the Father. Thank God for that. And thank God that he knew the Lord Jesus Christ. He accepted John 3:16. He accepted and he believed that Christ died for him. Again, that's why Mike Jensen lowered his fees. God told him lower to 316. God was trying to show a love to his people through that number 316. He was also providing people's needs of solving their estate plan. And he was also going to use this as a testimony for Mike Jensen to tell others about how God has been providing for him through listening and obeying the Holy Spirit. And because my uncle has a relationship with Jesus Christ, and I have a relationship with Jesus Christ, one day we're going to meet each other. But right after he died, it really wasn't that comforting when people said, well, at least you'll see him in heaven. Yeah, I'll see him in heaven, and I'm thankful for that deep down, but I miss him right now. And so it was important that we reconcile together. And I'm so happy we did. And this last thing he said to me, even though we reconciled, he said, I'm sorry for yelling at you. I didn't need to hear it because I already knew. We already reconciled. I said, oh, it's in the past. I know. Thank God for that moment. I'm glad I could listen and listen to the Holy Spirit where he was trying to tell us you need to forgive. And God says forgive 70 times 7. So if you're fighting with someone in your family or a friend or your spouse or your children, try and reconcile that relationship. At least do your part. And I know the hurts sometimes are so deep and we can't do it within ourselves, but that's where the Holy Spirit comes in. That's where the theme of this program comes in. That you need to lead by the Holy Spirit. In John 14:26, but the Counselor, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I've said to you. And if God can forgive us for what we've done to him, certainly he can help us forgive others for what they've done to us. We're going to take a short break right now, and we're going to keep on this theme of listening to the Holy Spirit and solving your estate plan puzzle. We'll be back right after this.
Hi, this is Mike Jensen, host of Solving the Estate Plan Puzzle, Saturdays at 8 a.m. on KXXT. My family business, Jensen Jensen Consulting Services, focuses on education and estate planning, counseling, and ministry. I'm happy to have my new home here on Christian Radio. I've been inspired to offer a complete estate plan for only $316. This includes a revocable living trust, last will and testament, financial power of attorney, medical power of attorney, mental health care power of attorney, living will, HIPAA overrides, and all the protective documents you need. This is at least a $1,500 value for only $316. Start by receiving my free booklet explaining all you need to do. Call 480-221-6052. That's 480-221-6052, or email me at estateplanpuzzle@aol.com.
This is Ernie. He's one of the thousands of pet toys available at BargainBuyerUSA.com. BargainBuyerUSA has savings of up to 80% on pet supplies. They've got fantastic discounts on shoes so that you can replace the pair that Fido used as his chew toy. Most orders are delivered without added sales tax or shipping charges. BargainBuyerUSA.com is your headquarters for savings. Save a bundle today at BargainBuyerUSA.com.
If you're looking to create a website, then look no further. I have partnered with GoDaddy.com to get you a discount for .com domain names and hosting. So check out my website, AmberMayShow.com, to see all the discount offers that I have through GoDaddy.com. You can get .com domain names for only $7.49 when you use the promo code AMS6. That's Adam Mary 6. So visit my website, AmberMayShow.com, to get more GoDaddy discounts as well as other discounts. And don't forget promo code AMS6 for .com domain names at a huge discounted price. Into solving the estate plan puzzle with your host Mike Jensen. I'm Amber May, filling in for Mike Jensen this week. Mike, we definitely miss you and we welcome you back next week. I want to let you know about the booklet that Mike Jensen has explaining everything you need to know about estate planning. And you can reach Mike at 480-221-6052. That's 480-221-6052. You're going to learn how to avoid probate, conservatorship, guardianship. You're going to learn and be able to get something that's very important, which I was talking about in the first segment, which is medical power of attorney, financial power of attorney. Believe me, with all the stress that we were going through as a family in the hospital, watching my uncle pass away, the last thing we needed to do was be in the court and getting permission to have the doctors do whatever they needed to do or whatever permission they needed from my father. So it's very important right now while you're living and breathing to get this under control so that when the time comes and you don't know when that time is, because we only have today, we only have right now. So right now is the time you need to call Mike Jensen at 480-221-6052 and get your estate plan under control and covered. Because just because you have a will doesn't mean your family's going to avoid probate, as I've been learning through Mike Jensen. So you need to talk to him and he can help you avoid probate, because Mike Jensen tells us every week how expensive probate is from people he's known go through it. And the wealth that you've had, that you've given to your children or grandchildren, by the time you're all said and done with probate, it's going to be next to nothing. And I want to talk a little bit about what it means to give an inheritance. Because when you're solving your estate plan puzzle with Mike Jensen, and it's only for $316, you're going to be blessing somebody else. And I'm reading this from Stephen Green. He has an article that he posted online about the principle of inheritance, and I thought it was interesting, so I'm going to read you part of this. It says, inheritance is a strong theme in the Bible. The land of Canaan became the inheritance of the children of Israel, divided by tribe, and you can find that in Numbers 26, 53 through 55. The Jubilee system in which every family returned to its inheritance, Leviticus 25. And the decision about what to do when a man had daughters but no sons, Numbers 27. Now this shows how seriously God takes inheritance and family. And it could be argued that inheritance was therefore only to do with land. And the fact that it was based on the principle that the Israelites were leaseholders in a land owned by God. Leviticus 25:23. It makes it irrelevant to our society. Nevertheless, the wealth of the inheritance is more than land. It is money and goods as well. And these remain within the family even after the Jubilee. That makes it impossible to argue that the emphasis on inheritance, which we find within biblical witness, is a cultural construct of no relevance to today. The Bible speaks timelessly as it says, a good man leaves an inheritance to his children's children, Proverbs 13:22. When the Apostle Paul wrote to the church in Gentile Corinth, he said, as their father in their faith, he would not take anything from them on the same principle of inheritance. The children ought not to lay up for the parents, but the parents for their children. And that comes from 2 Corinthians 2:14. So the principle of inheritance is sacred in the Bible. And the family, of course, is God's first social institution, for it was not good that man should be alone. And the heart of God is to set this solitary in families. The fact that children are described in Psalms as a heritage of the Lord gives additional weight to the whole principle of inheritance. And that right there brings to mind that children are a gift from God, and wives are gifts from God. So it's important that you establish and take care of your children, of your wife, of your family, should something happen to you. And that's where Mike Jensen can help you figure all that stuff out with his booklet. And you can get his booklet by calling 480-221-6052. That's 480-221-6052. I have really enjoyed working with Mike every week on his program because he's teaching me about solving my own estate plan puzzle. And his heart to me seems very genuine. And he has a love for God and he wants to be a blessing to others. And I think it's awesome how God is using him in this way, because we all have gifts and we all have talents. And he's using his industry, his work, to praise God. He's using this radio program not only to tell you about how you can avoid all the probate, all the court, all the headache, all the drama, but he's also giving you a way to learn something about God's word in it. And that's really amazing. But I also want to talk to the family a little bit when it comes to death and then the inheritance part comes. And this is where a lot of families fall apart. And this is where I want you to really rely on the Holy Spirit, because it's not God's will that an inheritance will tear the family apart. And time again, you see this, and this is where division happens. And then I was telling you about relationships breaking down. And if someone in your family or your friend or something that you're mad at, and there's a problem there, you need to fix it. And we don't have tomorrow. When you come to your inheritance, try not to fight over who gets what. I know it's really difficult, because money and inheritance can sometimes drive out the bad qualities in us. Well, I can't believe he got that, and jealousy starts flaring. So really keep in mind when that happens and you do receive your inheritance from your family members, that you try not to fight and bicker and get mad over things. We need to love one another and take care of one another. And that's the whole thing. And if you, again, are fighting with someone or arguing with someone, now's the time to reconcile with them. Forgive them. Not only will it help yourself, it helps, actually, when you forgive, it helps you more than it helps them. Because you're not carrying this bitterness, this anger that keeps eating you like a cancer and destroys you eventually. You're not sarcastic anymore. You're happy. A weight's been lifted off you once you forgive. Think about it this way. You like to be forgiven, correct? Well, so does somebody else. And if you want to be forgiven, maybe you should give that grace to somebody else to forgive them. Because the Bible says if you don't forgive your brother, God will not forgive you. And that's really important. And Jesus laid down his life to forgive you of your sins and your transgressions that bruised him and gave him iniquities, and by his stripes were healed. But we did that to him. We bruised him. We beat him. We put him on a cross. And yet Jesus still, and God has this love for us. So while you're getting your inheritance from your family members, keep that in mind, not to fight, not to bicker, because money can bring about nasty qualities in human beings. So give Mike a call at 480-221-6052. We'll be back right after this break.
Hi, this is Mike Jensen, host of Solving the Estate Plan Puzzle, Saturdays at 8 a.m. on KXXT. My family business, Jensen Jensen Consulting Services, focuses on education and estate planning, counseling, and ministry. I'm happy to have my new home here on Christian Radio. I've been inspired to offer a complete estate plan for only $316. This includes a revocable living trust, last will and testament, financial power of attorney, medical power of attorney, mental health care power of attorney, living will, HIPAA overrides, and all the protective documents you need. This is at least a $1,500 value for only $316. Start by receiving my free booklet explaining all you need to do. Call 480-221-6052. That's 480-221-6052, or email me at estateplanpuzzle@aol.com.
At AngiesList.com/Amber, you can find thousands of unbiased ratings on services for your home improvements, car repairs, and even doctors. When you use promo code AMBER, you will save 25% off your subscription. It used to be difficult to find service providers you can trust, but not anymore thanks to AngiesList.com/Amber. So visit AngiesList.com/Amber today and save time and money.
Dancor Air Conditioning Company, saving you money and keeping things simple. They provide the best overall value on all your HVAC needs. Call 480-255-7080 right now for free estimates. They will be happy to visit with you to review your air conditioning needs and explore the many energy-efficient systems that qualify for tax credits of up to $1,500. That number is 480-255-7080. They offer valley-wide service, senior discounts, free second opinions, and the DanCorp price guarantee. That means no hidden costs, no surprises. So for more information, visit their website, dancorpair.com, or call them at 480-255-7080. You can finally relax with DanCorp Air Conditioning. DanCorpAir.com, 480-255-7080.
So the beautiful thing about solving the estate plan puzzle, this program, is that first is to bring people closer to the Lord in Christian living, and second, to have their worldly affairs in order via proper estate planning. And Mike Jensen has been dealing with God, and the Lord asked him to reduce his fees to $316. So give him a call today and set up an appointment with him. Ask him for the free booklet, no obligation. Ask him for the free booklet, so that you don't have to go through any headache or trouble or heartache when the time comes. And thank God for my uncle doing this, solving the estate plan himself, solving his own estate plan puzzle. Thank God he talked to someone who set it up to where we didn't have to go to probate. We didn't have to go to court to get a medical power of attorney. Everything was set up and easy for us to go. And we were talking about how Mike Jensen lowered his fees of his service. And Proverbs 11:24 comes to mind. One man gives freely, yet gains even more. Another withholds unduly, but comes to poverty. And Mike has experienced such a blessing from the Lord from following his directions, following the Spirit. And he gave a big portion of his income, and he dramatically cut it. So he gave it away. And yet he feels like he's gained more because he's helping people, and God has been blessing him to sustain him and his wife and 7 children. Another scripture comes to mind that when we don't take care of our orders, and if we don't do what the Spirit of God wants, Proverbs 13:21 kind of comes to mind. It says, misfortune pursues the sinner, but prosperity is the reward of the righteous. And the example I keep using is Mike Jensen. I mean, he was led by the Holy Spirit to reduce his cost. And because of that, he's been rewarded for it. And you can receive a blessing because this is very expensive. I know it cost my uncle couple thousand dollars to get all of his paperwork in order. But I want to talk just a bit about what the Bible says about money. And we can find a lot of scriptures in Proverbs about about money. And Proverbs has a great deal to say about money and related topics such as giving, poverty, righteous, and wisdom. And Proverbs principles is to help us maintain a biblical lifestyle in relation to money. And the first thing that we want to do with our money is we need to honor God with it. We need to prioritize how we deal with our money. And the first thing that we need to do, and it comes from Proverbs 3:9, is prioritize your giving and give to him first. So give him his first fruits. Give him your tithes and offerings. Bring it to the storehouse, that there may be food in my house, the Lord says in Malachi. And God will often bless people materially who give first to him. And that's Proverbs 3:10, 3:20, 13:21. And also this scripture comes to mind. Give and it will be given unto you, a good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, will fall into your lap. When you give to people, God's principle is when you give, you're going to receive. You're basically not necessarily money, but all your needs will be met. you're going to be fine. You're not going to have to worry about anything. In Matthew 6:24, I think he says, or 6:25, do not worry, for the Heavenly Father will take care of you, just as he takes care of the birds of the air, and he dresses the lilies more splendor than King Solomon himself. And so God's principle is, when you give, you're going to be able to receive blessing of any kind, whether it is getting all your needs met, or maybe God will or bless you financially with money, or maybe he's going to prosper you at your job, or your family's going to prosper, and not necessarily always with money, but doing well in whatever endeavors that you're facing. So give, and it will be given unto you, a good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, will fall into your lap. And when I was thinking of Mike Jensen, I was thinking about how he's giving up. He gave up a big portion of his income. And I got to thinking, would I do that? Would I give up some of my salary if God asked me to? And I would certainly hope I would do just like Mike did. And I told him when we were talking about it, I said, if the Lord is directing you to do it, you better do it, because there's a reason why he's asking you to do it, and he's going to take care of you. And Mike said he has been taking care of me. And that again goes with give, and it will be given unto you. I also want you to think about wisdom and what you should do with your money. And remember that wisdom is more important than money at all. And sometimes we don't know how to deal with our money. We don't know how to deal with our estate planning. And so I would ask you to ask wisdom from God. Wisdom often brings enduring wealth. Proverbs 8:18-21. Wisdom yields better fruit than money. Isn't that true? We can make wise decisions with our money, with our life, and things will go well with us. And God says, just ask wisdom from me, and I will give it to you freely. And in James 1:5, it says, if any of you lack wisdom, he should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to him. And what did King Solomon, what God talked to King Solomon, and he said, ask anything of me, Solomon, and I'll give it to you. And what did Solomon ask God? He asked God for wisdom. And that's such a beautiful thing for any leader in office, or if you're a leader of your home, or a leader in anything in your life, or just in general, to ask God for knowledge, because he's the one who knows all and sees all. And when he asks for knowledge, again, you're going by the theme, or one of the themes of today's show, is being led by the Spirit, by asking for knowledge and asking for wisdom. Righteous people can have great riches that involve no trouble. A poor but blameless man, one who is righteous, is better off before God than a rich but perverse man. So if you don't have a lot of wealth, but you're righteous before God, that is way more important than being rich and being perverse. Something that's very important is to seek up righteousness in money matters. And we heard earlier that leaving an inheritance is very important to God, because Proverbs 13:22 says, a good man leaves an inheritance for his children's children. Seek up righteousness in money matters. 2 Corinthians says, for we are taking pains to do what is right, not only in the eyes of the Lord, but also in the eyes of men. I want you to remember, though, that fearing God is more important than money. Fearing God is better than a lot of money. So I want to think about a couple things, and I hope you'll leave with a few ideas. One, I want you to understand that being led by the Holy Spirit is very important. I want you to recognize that and try to avoid the evil that can come with money and cause strifes in a relationship. If you are, please put this in the back of your mind. If and when someone dies in your family and they leave you an inheritance along with maybe some siblings or what have you, keep in mind that that person had rather you been unified and still go to all the family dinners together or hang out on a regular basis or call each other on the phone or be the support group before they wanted what they left you to destroy that family unit that they built up. So let's say your parents have passed on and you have three siblings. Your parents would rather you and your siblings get along than have had any of their wealth. It would have been more important to them because they raised you guys and they were trying to show you in the way you should go. Because the Bible says, train your children in the way they should go. When they're old, they won't depart from it. So I would really encourage you guys to try and work together as a family and figure out how you can deal with the inheritance, because I know sometimes spouses will get involved and egos will get hurt or jealousy will creep in, and that's where Satan can destroy a whole family. And then let's say someone spontaneously dies in a car wreck or something. Then you're left with this guilt that Satan will try and creep in and destroy your life forever and ever and ever. But I want you to remember that there is no condemnation for those of you who are in Christ Jesus and who are called to his purpose. So if you are the type that is dealing with guilt because someone that you cared about passed on and you can't apologize and reconcile that relationship with you, you don't have to feel guilty anymore. I'd really ask you to sit before God and take it to him. Let him deal with that, because you can't, that person can't forgive you anymore, but you know what? God the Father can forgive you. If that person's no longer here and you can't reconcile, God the Father can reconcile and take that burden from you. He said, for my burden is easy and my yoke is light. Let me take your burdens away from you. Let me heal that broken heart that you have. Let me get rid of all that bitterness that you have, that anger that you have. Let me heal your broken heart. For God says, if when you are brokenhearted, I am with you. And one day I will wipe away every tear from your eye. And I will take away any pain that you've ever suffered on this earth. That's what his word says. So if you're dealing with guilt and condemnation, I'll ask you, please talk to God about it. You don't have to deal with it, and don't let Satan have that stronghold. Money can be a blessing, but it can also be a terrible thing because our flesh gets in the way and then relationships get destroyed. So my bottom line today is take lessons that I've learned. Me and my uncle reconciled our relationship. Thank God he did, because a year later he passed on. And I miss him today, and I'm still sad that he died. And I'm still in my time of mourning. But because my uncle listened to the Spirit of God, he got his estate in order. And when the time came and we're all in the hospital trying so hard to fight for his life, we didn't have to go fight in the court to get permission to have the doctors give him whatever kind of procedure, whatever kind of medication that he needed. So my dad did not have to have that guilt that he could have done more for his brother, and maybe his brother would have still lived. Now my dad knows he's done everything he could for his brother. But the Lord had mercy on him and said, I don't want my child to suffer anymore. No more cancer. He's going to have joy and happiness and feel more love than he ever did. And that's what God told me why he took my uncle. 20 years of cancer. Can you imagine what that would feel like? Reconcile. Listen to what the Spirit of God is saying. Solve your estate plan. Don't let your inheritance destroy your family. That's the bottom line of this whole program today. I hope you got that out of this program. I really do. I know I have big shoes to fill with Mike Jensen, and I kind of got this program last minute, and I asked God, please give me a message to give to these people. And this is what I've learned. So I hope you all consider what I said today. Forgive your brother 70 times 7. And if someone has passed on and you can't reconcile and you still have a pain in your heart, let it go and let God help you. That's the best way I know how to help you. is to let you know that God's willing and able to do anything exceedingly abundantly above all we could ever ask or think. And he wants to heal your broken heart because he's a father that loves you. He loves you so much that he sent his only son to die for you. John 3:16. And if you call Mike Jensen today at 480-221-6052, he'll give you his estate plan puzzle booklet. And just to let you know, it's only $316 if you would like him to help you plan your estate. Thank you for joining me today on Solving the Estate Plan Puzzle. Remember, next week, beginning in September 4th, the show, Solving the Estate Plan Puzzle, will change to Saturdays at noon. So it will go from noon to 1 beginning September 4th. So if you don't hear it during this time, tune in at noon on September the 4th so that you can keep tuned to what Mike Jensen, the Spirit of God, has to say to you. Well, thank you for listening and take care and God bless you this weekend.
Will I stand in your presence? Or to my knees?